Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in. This is Urban Conversation, our Wednesday night heat, and I am your host, Legale Marie. Hopefully, my co-host will be joining us. I think he's having some issues on his end, but we're going to keep going until he's able to patch in. I think he is on. How are you to my co-host, Manuel Hill?
I'm always on. I'm never off. Come on now.
Always off on time. Anyway, thank you for joining me tonight, Mr. Hill. How are you doing this evening? I know that you're always on, so I guess this would be a little... this question is a little bit redundant, but how are you this evening?
I'm pretty good. You know, relaxed evening is turning down. Everything is going calm, you know, getting ready to turn in, you know, so relaxing. That's what I'm doing. I'm relaxing.
Well, we're getting ready to put some heat on this Wednesday night heat before you turn
Let's
in.
Do it.
So what we're actually getting ready to
right,
do.
Right, right. Well, y'all need to get it out of me. Y'all going to get all that good energy. Y'all going to get the rest of it. And then
Oh, my. All right. Well, I'm a little scratchy because I am still battling a little bit of a cold off and on. So if I sound a little raspier than usual, that's why. A couple of things that I wanted to talk about before we get into our topic. I see people are actually on this post right now in our Urban Conversation Radio group talking about the fact that Kay Michelle is getting her butt implants. But I'm sorry. They call them butt enhancements removed. Apparently, she wants to go back to her normal shape. She is getting involved in some different movie ventures, and she just feels like she wants to go back to what God actually gave her. So a few people are commenting right now. I got Kevin Mitchell who said it was fake. So I guess some people didn't know it was fake.
Right.
Which is amazing. And then we got Nicole Renee. She said, you know, she called her dummy, and she said, I know that's harsh, but when I saw the last implant, she looked like a fool, could barely move, not a good representation of Black women. What are your thoughts on the whole Kay Michelle removing her butt implants and it not being a good representation of Black women? Black women are not the only ones getting butt enhancements, by the way.
No,
but what are your thoughts, Mama?
They're not. But I mean, I applaud her for it because she's, the reasons in which she's doing it is to be more marketable or to cross over into other ventures. So while that's a little bit, there's nothing deep about it. It's almost the same reason she got them. You know, she got them to appeal to a certain crowd. Now she wants to get them to advance further. But I think, so I don't really have a positive outlook on it, you know, for her reasons behind getting it. But I mean, as far as women getting it, I do think it's a misrepresentation of Black women because we know that black women come in all shapes and sizes. I mean, now, I guess historically, and I don't have data behind this, but we've always looked at black women as being more voluptuous, you know, more curvy, mm-hmm. especially when it comes to the hips and the bottom area. And that's just been the norm for so long that it's ridiculous. So I think sometimes for black women, when they don't have those assets, they feel like they have to, you know, go get something done because it's assumed that, you know, all black women come with that. And again, that's a false representation of all black women. You know, we know y'all come in all beautiful shapes and sizes. So, you know, that's not cool. But I'm glad that for health reasons, I'm glad she's getting rid of it because we know we've seen the way that stuff.
I've seen some horrible pictures.
Really, it can get really bad.
Really bad. Women losing their life, losing limbs over that nonsense.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think in the end, and for some reason, you know, I guess a lot of people, you don't see that as much with breast implants, but I guess the procedures for these butt implants is not, I don't know, the people on the low market haven't figured out a way to do it in a healthy way because they are.
Right.
Yeah, so, just embrace what you got, I guess. I mean, you know, they have, like, you know, they have the removable butt enhancements that you can put on when you want to wear that dress and kind of get a little extra loop. But that's kind of false representation, too, I guess.
It all is. It's like, you know what, and this draws me into those rants and into those conversations about women doing all this fake stuff and blah, blah, blah. And there's extremes. I mean, you know, there's makeup and we know how that goes. And for women to accentuate their features and highlight their features and their assets from time to time, that's cool. We understand when we see that there's a time and place for that. But then you get to the extremes when it's like, all right.
You know, when they look like a completely different person when they take it off, that's a bit much.
Right. I mean, we've already accepted hair, you know, because everybody does it. That's not exclusive to black women. And then, you know, lash extensions and so there are certain things that are not exclusive to any particular group. But then when the extremes start to come in where you get these body augmentations, you get the lifts in the front, you get the extra the padding in the back, you start to get so much that it's an optical illusion. Half of these women need to be characters from Pixar animation. It's like, you're not a real human anymore. You're not what you're advertising here. I mean, and the thing that makes it extreme is imagine if men all of a sudden decided, oh, man, I'm only 5'11". I want to be 6'2", so I'm going to wear lifts in my shoes. Oh, and I'm going to put on this little padding up under my shirt, and I'm going to look a little bit thicker, and oh, I'm going to put on a toupee, you know, instead of me going bald and shaving it off, I'm going to wear more hair, which men do. And
well, you know, the stuff for men is catching up. They actually have the fake hair, and
I never. If I can't fix it with a healthy diet and a locker room or a gym or something, I just give up. I just throw it away. No, I would never. Nope. But it's assumed that women are just a tad more. This is not an attack on women, but women are just a tad more likely to do a little extra than men are.
Definitely. It hasn't caught on, but I foresee that it will, especially, you know, you have so many different types of, you know, men and just people in general. I predict that it will start to creep in, and you know they're gonna have, you know, like those shirts that have the false, you know, the fake muscles, and they have things like that. So it's gonna start to catch on because men are kind of saying, well, if women can be so fake, you know, why can't we fix the stuff that we don't like about ourselves? But I guess in the end, you know, just tell the person you're with, take all your makeup off, take whatever extensions you have. I mean, like, you know, a lot of women do it because it's fun. You know, putting hair extensions and adding hair can be fun. And but like you said, when you go into it where
Right.
You don't even look like yourself.
Right. That's because, man, we dig the dress up. You know, I mean,
right.
Not at home and all the time. But when the woman does a little something extra and puts a little bit more on it, you know, we're like, oh, man, because you're already beautiful to us, already. And then when you throw a little something extra on it, it's like, oh, man, she did a little bit more. So that's cool, but there's a thin line. There women are crossing over into whole other areas, and it gets ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm going to get some of those butt pads.
God, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Play complete dress up.
Okay, so I have my question. Has there been anything that you would think that you would change? Have you ever considered changing anything in your younger age or now? Has there ever been anything?
Absolutely. I used to believe it or not, and those that
say it.
I'm going to say it. My sisters, people who, you know, my close female friends, of course, I, you know, when talk about it in front of men, but I used to be really, really self-conscious about the size of my breasts. I always felt that they were too big and I wanted to get them reduced, and I would get too much attention for them when they just kind of fell in.
Said a breast reduction is like a slap in God's face. I don't know who said it. I want to say Will Ferrell, but I'm not sure. But I believe some comedian said a breast reduction is like a slap in God's face. So
yeah, I've typically gotten that response. But
right.
Here's the thing. In my family, in my immediate family, the women, they don't have large breasts. They have big butts. And my mother has that shape, you know, and she, back in her, oh, man, in her heyday, she's crazy, crazy, crazy body. And so she had the smaller breasts with the small waist and the hips and the butt, you know, that was the shape. And so seeing that, and I would see, like, men and women would look at my mom, and she's, you know, she has this real tough walk. And so that was my idea of what, you know, the perfect body, basically. And my sisters have that same body type. My oldest sister, she's got one of those butts that's just like,
she got a donk. You can sit a glass on it. That's what you're saying.
She's got one. She's got a big butt.
We call that a donk in the South.
Donk.
D-O-N-K.
Yeah, we're from, you know, we have family in the South, and she's
right.
And, you know, she used to live in Atlanta for many years, and she, you know, basically, she got a lot of attention for it, and it's real. And what's funny is that she would feel, you know, sometimes self-conscious about her butt, like she would want it
right.
to be smaller. And, you know, so it's so funny that, you know, when you have it, you're kind of like, oh, I wish I had more boobs, you know, because that's what she would say, I wish I had more boobs. And, you know, and I, you know, kind of felt like I had too much boobs, and I didn't get as much in the butt department. Like, people say, no, you've got butt and love your body. But as far as, like, in my family, I didn't get as much booty.
And, you know, and
didn't
I
get
think,
much booty
and,
in the back. Much
oh,
booty
God.
In the back.
No. What happened right there? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Every time you go hood. It doesn't work.
I need to stop. I'm sorry. You know what it is that I get, I hear like pieces of songs or something, and instead
of
just letting them
excited?
In my head.
Right.
Yeah, I just let them out.
You start getting excited. But no, I've heard that. And I've known women and in my family, close friends, dating. You see women that are honestly so self-conscious about their hips, their bottom area, to where when you see a woman walk, she's kind of covering or wearing something a little bit longer to cover up that area, or kind of shrinking. One of the things I've been self-conscious about is when I was younger, like my son right now is I don't know, Corey's 5'11 at his age now. And at his age, I was only like 5'5, 5'6. So I didn't have the height to stand really above anybody. I was kind of like in the medium, so or smaller than other people. All of a sudden, I had a growth spurt at some point, and I was just taller than people. And I was so used to being, like, right around, you know, some other height or shorter to where I had a certain aggression about me when playing sports and other things like that. And so when I realized I was taller than people and that it stood out, I kind of shrank. Like, I don't like being the taller person in a room. I feel very comfortable among people who are my height or even slightly taller. But when I walk into a room or I'm in an area and I'm taller than most of the room, I can't stand it. I have to find a seat. I want to find a seat or lean up against the wall really quickly. So sometimes when we're blessed with certain things that other people might want and it becomes like this attention grab, people just don't want that attention. I think that's what it boils down to, that attention that comes from some of those things. Is that's what it is. But you get that attention from your assets, and you're like, I don't want all that attention all the time. Like, you know, and the other area would probably offset that area. Who knows what it is, but, you know, we can all have a complaint. Hello? Oh, no. Hello?